Chemical Persuasion, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. When it comes to nematodes, unraveling the root of the issue is complicated. These tiny parasites siphon off the nutrients from the roots of important crops like soybeans, potatoes, sugar beets. And scientists keep uncovering more about how they accomplish this task. Research from the University of Missouri lab of Dr. Melissa Mitchum recently pinpointed a new way that nematodes take over root cells. In a normal plant, the plant sends different chemical signals to form different types of structures for a plant. One of those structures is the xylem for nutrient flow. Plant researchers discovered a peptide signal for vascular stem cells several years ago, but this is the first time anyone has proven that a nematode is also secreting chemical mimics to keep these stem cells from changing into the plant structures they normally would. Dr. Mitchum.
What we found is that the nematode is secreting directly into those root tissues, into those root cells, peptides that look like and act like the plant peptides that the plant normally uses to regulate its own growth and development. You're correct in saying that the nematode is kind of duping the plant into thinking it should do something when it normally wouldn't do that at that particular time in the plant's growth cycle.
Dr. Mitchum told me you have to know what's happening before you can intervene. She says that now is her biggest hurdle, figuring out how not to compromise plant growth while blocking only the nematode's version of this peptide. David Sparks.